rear platform remarks of the president at Tiber Dam, Montana, September 30th, 1952.
Ladies and gentlemen, on this historic occasion, it is my honor and my privilege as governor of the great state of Montana to present to you the President of the United States of America, Harry S. Truman.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Governor. I appreciate that introduction. I appreciate very much the privilege of being here and taking part in these ceremonies. I'm glad to see work start on Tiber Dam. I have high hopes for the good it will do in this whole region. You know, I've been present at many a one of these dedications. I was present at the dedication of Grand Coulee and Bonneville, and just the other day down in Arkansas, right south of the Missouri line, I was present at the dedication of two dams on the White River, which will create an immense amount of power in that part of the world. And in nearly every instance where I've been present at the dedication of these dams, I've been informed that there were certain people, most of them in the Republican Party, who believed that it was a waste of time and a waste of money to create the assets and take care of the resources of this great country of ours. It was said of Grand Coulee, when it was up for consideration, the greatest dam in the world, that it would do nothing but just pile up a lot of water for the jackrabbits and the groundhogs to look at and never do anybody any good. Well, that great dam is creating nearly 2 million kilowatts of power per day. And that great dam is also irrigating 2 million acres of land right at this present time. And this great project here will create an asset for the people of the United States that will create taxpayers on land that now is not able to raise enough to pay the taxes that they will be able to raise when this project is completed. We are creating assets for the people of the United States when we make expenditures for the development of these great water projects. Tiber Dam will store the water to irrigate 127,000 acres of land. And when the water is on that land, it'll be worth from 10 to 20 times and maybe 100 times what it's worth now. The dam will help greatly to prevent the flooding of the Marias River. And behind this dam, a lake will form 25 miles long, to serve as a recreation center for this whole area in Montana. This dam will be a wonderful thing for Montana, but the good it will do is not limited to this state by any means. It is an integral part of the development of the whole Missouri Basin. It will hold back floods and help to regulate a channel for navigation in other states hundreds of miles away, and one of those states is the great state of Missouri. The Missouri Basin contains a sixth of the area of the United States. The proper use of its water resources is one of the biggest development jobs ever undertaken in the history of the world. We've already made great progress, but there is much more to be done. Earlier this year, I appointed a Missouri Basin Survey Commission headed by James E. Lawrence of Lincoln, Nebraska, and composed of citizens of the Basin States. It is the job of this commission to recommend the best way to complete this great development program. I understand that the commission has been having some very fine hearings, and I'm sure that its report will be a great help to all of us who are interested in the Missouri Basin. All this development work we're doing here in the West has come about because this country has a government that believes in helping the people to get the things they want and need and are entitled to. That is what government is for, and that is how the Democratic Party has always conceived and practiced it. For 20 years, we've been working to build up this nation for the people. We've been working to develop the whole country. Here in the West, you know what we've done and what we are doing to help you get more water on your land and more power for your homes and farm factories. Water power in the right amounts and at the right price are all you need to make Montana boom as never before. You're at the beginning of a great new age out here, and the Democratic Party is determined to help you make it a reality. I say that not just for myself, but for the many fine Democrats here in Montana. Men like James E. Murray, Mike Mansfield, who have contributed so greatly to the Democratic Party's record of accomplishment here in the West. And what I say, and I want to say a special word about your Democratic candidate for Congress, Willard Frazier. If you need any more help in getting things done for Eastern Montana, just send him to Congress. The way he's been talking to me this morning about Yellowtail Dam, I know he won't rest until he gets it. That's the way the two mics over there worked on these developments here. One of them's on the Appropriations Committee, and if it hadn't been for my good friend Mike from Ohio over there, you wouldn't have gotten this dam, so you want to give him a lot of credit, and we ought to do something for Ohio, I think, make it go Democratic. Best thing we can do for him is to have Ohio in the Democratic column. He's one of the best Democrats in the United States. I know he'll care that. I know that Mr. Frazier will undertake your problems and carry out your hopes here. And I know, too, that I speak for the party candidate for president. I know he understands your problems and your hopes out here. I know he will carry on our work for progress and development. That's why I'm traveling through this country now, campaigning for Adlai Stevenson of Illinois. It's a good thing for the West, a good thing for this whole country, that the Democratic Party and the Democratic candidate are friends of yours. It's a good thing they believe in and will work for the projects you need to build up your resources, to develop your agriculture and your industry and your trade. For, my friends, one thing is certain. The Republican Party and the Republican candidate for president are not one bit interested in these things. They do not like them, and they do not want them. They have opposed them at every step of the way. That's the record of the Republican Party in the Congress. And I'm inviting you to read that record and inform yourself so you'll know that what I tell you is the truth. I don't have to get out and lie on the Republicans. They've done enough bad things to make it unnecessary.